It's episode 31 of the TV Dudes, recorded May 5th, 2015. The letter B. Wait, what are we calling it? Episode B? B, part B? The letter B?
Not the bees.
The B word.
The B word. So, last week we talked about a bunch of things with the letter A, and coming up with a title, we didn't really have an idea.
This week we made Grant say it was the B episode because we think it's funny. Yes. Next week we're going to con him into being the C episode.
No!
You guys are going to get 26 episodes of letter titles. Get ready.
I don't want to do it. We are going to talk about Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I guess.
Yes.
We'll check in on that
and
show.
And we should talk about Don't Trust the Bee.
Yeah.
The show's been canceled for three
years? Let's talk about Breaking Bad. That's two letter Bs in it.
Two Bs.
Alliteration.
Hey, and we have a special guest here with us. Oh, wait. We should introduce ourselves first.
Right, yeah.
I'm Grant, and along with me are...
Randy.
Sorry, I was mid-yawn. I'm Greg.
And our special guest, returning once again, is the lovely, awesome, talented...
Whoa,
Allison and Murphy.
So nice.
Allison, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good.
Yeah.
By popular demand, by the way. People more Allison. Yeah,
more Allison.
I would hug every single one of you guys on around the neck.
And we were saying, no, we don't want her back. Yeah. But we gave in. We caved.
The power of Allison.
So we got a little bit of house cleaning to discuss. Actually, we don't have a whole lot, but... our iTunes, we got no iTunes shout-outs this week.
Does that mean iTunes is over or something?
iTunes is over, that's it.
I'm actually always amazed when I check and we have another one.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, look, someone else wrote us a little review. So if you go to iTunes, look for TV Dudes, you can write us a review and give us a 5-star rating, and that helps give us visibility. It's a good free way to support the site, and we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, none this week, but big surprise... Our Patreon is kind of doing well.
Very well.
That's like, not bad.
This was a little bit of a experimental shot in the dark, and it's very humbling to see. Patreon.com/TV Dudes. We were opening up to allow our listeners to chip in money if they want to support the show that we do. And you guys are really helping us out.
Quite a bit.
We appreciate it.
I am shocked. I mean, I've always gone on rants about... Like, what's not Patreon, but the other one?
Kickstarter. Yeah.
And there's still parts of Kickstarter or instances where I don't think Kickstarter really should be used. Like, if you're doing it, setting up a for-profit business, you go to a bank.
And I backed 4 Kickstarters last week, so we're on different sides of this.
No, but it depends. I said it depends. If it's like, oh, I want to open up a new wing of my coffee shop. No, I need to get a bank loan. But if it's like something, maybe a project that, you have no chance of getting off the ground any other way. Yeah, I think that's
that is perfect. A guy who has not been to a bank recently.
I actually was in a bank not too long ago. But
I've been in a bank before
just to rob it. That doesn't count.
It didn't go well.
Yeah. No, but
you're wearing a Nixon mask.
I am.
That was Point Break.
Yeah. That's the wrong thing.
I'm sorry.
But I get that Patrick confused. Swayze.
But I am very humbled by this. Actually,
yeah, it's super cool.
It really is.
We wanted to give a little shout out to the people that helped us out here. That are the new patrons are Joe Elster, Andrew Caltron, Marvin Lanier, EJ, and Kelly Van Dry.
Nice.
Thank you guys so much.
That's a great
name. You guys don't know this, but Grant's been dressing like one of those sparrows from Game of Thrones, and now he's going to be able to afford shoes.
Yes!
So
I'm living the high life now.
The sparrow with the note? With the note? That's the only way he delivers notes, because he couldn't afford a cell phone. So that's his second job. He delivers.
I still just do post-it notes on everyone.
Yeah.
Hey, hit me back when you get a chance.
That's actually how he does the agenda for the show. He gives a post-it note, and we know.
Yeah. I mean, we have to do something for these people because this is very, very kind.
We have some ideas cooking.
We have got some good ideas cooking, I think.
And once again, if you want to join these people and help to support us, we really do appreciate it. That's patreon.com/TV Dudes.
Yes.
And let's move on to some questions. So we've been getting a few questions here and there from our listeners as well. And if you follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, you guys can also ask us questions and we will do our best to, I don't know, give you some sort of answer.
Provide an answer. We're not, you know, we're not here like the great philosophers. We can't give answers to every question.
No.
We do our best.
Or better yet, we're actually better because we will answer everything and anything. It doesn't guarantee it's going to make any sense or be right.
That's true. If you wander into your church and you ask your pastor, like, hey, who do you think is going to be the next season of Daredevil? He's not going to give you an answer. No. I mean, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, you never know. I guess
you never
that's true.
Some groovy churches out there.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
It's going to be like Satan. Satan's going to be in it. Don't watch your television box.
Yes.
That's evil. Oh, Pastor.
Does he fight Jesus in the end?
He might.
So he our first question comes from James Lee. He asks, with the gluttony of fantastic TV shows and miniseries, is 12 Monkeys a high priority pick for TV fans to watch?
Whoa, no. I totally forgot that show was on.
It was on my DVR. I watched the first episode. I liked it well enough, and I never watched it again.
Did you watch it? I did not, but I was excited about it and then completely forgot that it existed.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. I totally forgot it existed, too.
It's not a bad show. Like I said, I watched that first episode. I liked it. I bet it's good. But it fell so quickly under the wheels of too much good TV.
Wow.
Well, let's follow on the heels of that question with one from Zach McLernan, who asks, what are your thoughts on Bates Motel, Halt and Catch Fire, and Defiance? These are shows I have been debating starting. We'll wait for next season on Bates, but I've heard mixed things. On a separate note, the Fulcrum in Blacklist will totally end up being that milk that will turn people into werewolves.
I finally stopped watching Blacklist. It's just
that you were our holdout.
You know what? I'll catch up with it over the summer.
You are our Blacklist liaison.
After Age of Ultron now, there's going to be a big surge of people watching Blacklist again. Because it's James Spader.
That's right.
Oh, I was
like,
don't you spoil this shit. I still haven't seen that movie.
No, did you not know the Blacklist is actually the key part of the Age of Ultron?
Shut up.
The Avengers have to get like 100 people off the Blacklist.
Wait, so Tom comes back again? Like in the Blacklist, he's never dead? That's the thing where they're getting ridiculous because you think Tom's killed and she keeps bringing him back. Now they're working together again.
It's an Arrow crossover, I think. Yeah. He's got the Lazarus bit.
I don't know who Tom is.
I would say...
He's the boyfriend of
the turncoat. And then she found out, and then she was going to kill him, then didn't kill him, and now they're back together. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I stopped watching.
He's Sark.
He's Sark.
But as far as these three shows, let's see. I kind of liked Halt and Catch Fire. I don't know if it was necessarily just because of the time of year, because it was the summer. It was mildly entertaining.
And the second season starting in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Carrie Bechet, isn't that her name?
The blonde woman.
The woman who played his wife.
Yeah, she's
in it. Cameron, the girl plays Cameron. Yeah. Both of those two, if the show was about them, I loved
but
them.
But they're having more of them because I think whatever the new product they're developing, it seems to feature them, like at least in the clips, they're saying like, why don't you be the boss? Why don't you be the boss?
The
so
teasers
like
seem
that.
To focus on them too. It seems like they figured out that those were the strong parts of the show. I didn't finish watching Halt and Catch Fire. I didn't watch the last two episodes.
It was okay. I mean,
it was solid.
It's definitely like Mad Men-ish, very, 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 very light.
But 80s.
Yeah. But 80s, which is, again, kind of, and they get it all the stuff right in the 80s, which is always a soft spot for me.
Yep.
But I really enjoyed the two women and the way they had to handle all that, like, especially, and I can't remember the engineer's name, but I liked his character, too. I mean, the guy who's, like, the visionary Don Draper dude or whatever.
Yeah. Lee Pace.
He's okay. I think he's a good actor. I think his character was written too stiff or too predictable. Yeah. I'm willing to give it a second season.
I would say let's not, so that he has to go back and make more Pushing Daisies.
I agree.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
right?
Let's do that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, what were the other two shows on there?
And the other two, Defiance, which I don't think has anybody watched Defiance?
No.
And it's a sci-fi show. I don't know much about that. I have not watched an episode of Bates Motel, but it's Carlton Cuse show running.
Yeah. Right.
And it's got Vera Farmiga,
which I feel
and I love her.
I went to high school with her. I really want to support everything she does. Yeah, she's 2 years younger than me, and yeah, she's
Allison's first time on the show. We hear it every time.
We hear it every week.
Every time she's mentioned. Oh, I went to. Did you know I went to high school with
Jason
her?
Jason went to high school with somebody that he name drops all the time. Yeah. So.
Well, she's the only person I can name drop from that high school.
And you ever see the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Uh-oh. Yes, I have.
Remember
seen
the
that.
Chubby kid who wanted candy in the candy store?
Maybe.
I went to high school with that kid.
Wow. Wow.
Boom.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yes.
I went to high school. I didn't go to high school with anybody.
Yeah.
You didn't go to high school, Randy.
Nope.
But you know what?
I can't read.
Somewhere, somebody is saying, I went to high school with Allison Murphy.
Damn straight.
Me too.
And I'm really sorry.
And they're like, and I'm going to kill her someday. Yeah. You're on that list.
I'm trying to track her down.
Totally am. Arya Stark style list.
Yeah. Randy can't read, so he covers it up by owning a comic book store.
That's right. Yep, I grew up on the mean streets, Denver.
It's like his superhero power. That's like his superhero power is trying to learn how to read, or he can read people without reading words.
Really good at pictograms.
Exactly. My superpower is learning how to read. That is not a superpower. I don't know, Greg. You haven't read the comics, but that is not a superpower.
Actually, yeah, you can tell that I don't read
literate man.
Semi-literate man. His power is that he's learning to read. And his sidekick, kid who can't read.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad...
Sidekick has to be less powers.
That sounds like a bad SNL skit. You're welcome, SNL. You can have that.
Stay back, citizen. I need to sound that out.
Phonics, man.
Hold on. I'll get this.
Our next question comes from Chris Hatfield. He says, the spring TV season is coming to an end and the summer TV season's beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What new shows or returning shows are on your summer radar?
Is True Detective.
Of course.
Very much on my radar.
I have to say, I'm kind of looking forward to Tyrant. I know I was the only one that watched it, but I really liked the way they ended it, and I didn't know how they're going to... They ended it very ambiguously, so you couldn't tell if they're going to have a second season. But I really liked where it got a lot better by the end of the last episode. So I'm looking forward to see where they take it.
Fargo? Fargo's got to be coming back soon,
that
right?
That summer?
Yeah. It's got to be. Last year it was done already by this time.
Yeah, I know.
Terrier season two. Still holding out for
yep.
that one.
Yep, every yeah. year.
It's coming.
Actually,
oh my gosh,
maybe.
That'd be great.
Anything? What about you, Allison?
Have any of you guys watched Penny Dreadful? Is that
yes, it's back. It was back.
I watched the first episode and liked it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I really...
Okay.
I
hear
all of it.
People are going bonkers.
It is really good.
It looks like it's right up my alley.
It is.
It looks like it's tailor-made for me.
It is. Acting's great. The writing's great.
Oh, and this isn't a summer watch so much as if I finally have a little time to watch. I got Banshee season one.
Ah!
And I've been wanting to watch Banshee, so I've been trying to catch that.
And Strike Force.
And the Nick.
Is the Nick coming back? Yes, the Nick's coming back.
I need to watch the first season, Nick.
What? You haven't watched the first season?
Only
the
first season?
Oh,
first
you gotta watch that.
And Orange is the New Black is coming back soon.
And I want to watch the two new HBO comedies.
Yes, The Brink and Ballers.
Ballers.
Both of those look great.
They look funny. I don't know what it is. I used to watch wrestling. I've been a fan of The Rock since he was wrestling.
Yeah.
Because the dude is hilarious.
He's got a lot of charisma. He's in that Schwarzenegger, always charming kind
of way. Even in it,
he's really good at raising an eyebrow, too.
Yeah, he can raise like just one. He raises just the one.
Allison's got it. She's got it. Can you smell what Allison is cooking? Just like The Rock.
Yeah, and then I can switch them up, too. I can do them
pretty
fast.
It's impressive. You can do the worm with your eyebrows.
I could do it if I shaved one of my eyebrows.
Do it if you lift your finger.
I can do it manually.
Yeah.
I can't do it automatically.
Nice.
What about Leftovers? Leftovers is summer, right?
That's right.
And they haven't called me back about casting.
Damn it.
Sorry. You need to really get out there and stalk them properly, Grant.
Yeah.
Man, I guess I got to step it up and get weird about it.
Get your green man suit out.
Yeah. You should. It just be
my green man. Hiding around.
Right. Yep. And then have Winter with you and just hold her. Just walk her. And just getting screenshots and just hold her. Or better yet, have her in my green man suit. Actually, have her like you've been doing. And if you guys don't follow Grant on Facebook, you're missing out on some of the best pictures of history.
So adorable.
With Winter. It's almost like a Forrest Gump with Winter.
Yeah, that's
everywhere.
Not public. So
you're missing out. Then fuck you. Too bad you guys lost out because this is why we're friends with Grant.
Maybe you could like get like tattoos like Jared Leto Joker thing. Like you could put Leftovers on your forehead.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch of stuff from the show all over you, and maybe you could.
You think that'll work?
No, but I think it'd be hilarious. So you should do it.
Okay, one last question.
Right.
This one comes from Michael Gastini. He says, since Game of Thrones has been a huge success for 5 years now, why is it that we aren't seeing other fantasy shows popping up? Is it the cost, or do you think it's still too much of a niche genre?
The cost.
Cost.
I think it's the cost.
It's got to be cost.
You think? Yeah.
To do well.
I see the other day that I thought, oh, those people are totally trying to do.
There's a couple shows out there.
There's Outlander.
Outlander.
And then there's that one about the hotel. That's kind of a Downton Abbey kind of thing too, but like the whole period fantasy thing must be really expensive. But it was,
There's Olympus on Sci-Fi, which apparently is terrible.
Yep.
I looked up this Atlantis, which is probably also on Sci-Fi.
There's one in the news.
I watched Atlantis, and I watched all of Atlantis.
Oh, really?
And Sinbad.
Oh, did you watch Sinbad? Merlin? My daughter loves Merlin.
Yes, I liked.
Wait, is he back?
I watched Merlin. No,
Sinbad, starring Sinbad.
I'd pay money to watch that. So, like,
I think it's got to be the cost. I mean, because
I think about like Vikings, which I've never seen.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's true.
You know?
Or Marco Polo, that Netflix one. Which
some people like, some people hate it. I haven't watched any. Have you watched any else?
I want to.
Yeah,
I haven't watched any.
Yeah,
I tried Vikings.
No go.
There's not enough. Like, at least Game of Thrones has some interesting magic and people.
Yeah.
You know, doing it all the time.
Sure. Right.
Vikings, none of that. So it's just the conversations.
Yeah.
And I don't watch television shows about conversations.
Right.
So, fuck that. Yeah. Who wants to listen to people talk? Not if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone, and your life is filled with much confusion, until happiness is just an illusion, and your world around is crumbling down. Darling, reach out. Come on, girl. Reach out for me. Reach out for me. Ha. I'll be there with the love that will shelter you. I'll be there with the love that will see you through.
So, speaking of fantasy, there actually is a fantasy show in development on Syfy.
Siffy?
Yep.
Is that what we're calling it?
Isn't that like calling Wiffy, like Wi-Fi Wiffy?
So they have, this is actually more of a Harry Potter riff.
Uh-oh.
So, you had me at Harry Potter.
So this is a show called, it's a book series called The Magicians by Lev Grossman.
Mm-hmm.
I have a buddy who knows this guy, and I actually had dinner with him in New York a few years back.
Lev Grossman?
Lev Grossman.
Isn't that the dude from Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, sure.
Tom Cruise played?
He also writes books.
Right. If it was played by Tom Cruise, it'd be awesome.
It's got a 12-episode order. It's going to star Jason Ralph from A Most Violent Year and Aquarius. I don't know who that is.
Oh, Jason Ralph. No.
As Quentin Coldwater, a brilliant grad student who enrolls in Breakbills College for Magical Pedagogy.
Breakballs?
Pedagogy.
College?
Pedagogy.
Breakbills?
Oh, Breakbills.
Breakbills, yeah. A secret upstate.
I went to Break Balls College.
A secret upstate New York
that
University.
A lot.
Specializing in magic. Been described as sort of an upper class, somewhat more mature Harry Potter.
So he goes to magic college. He
goes to magic college.
So yeah, it's like the next step for Harry Potter.
And it's a world where nobody knows magic exists and that kind of thing.
His parents are very disappointed in him. They want him to go to clown school.
It's a trilogy of books. I haven't read, but I've heard good things, and I'm curious. It's a good premise.
I've always maintained that Harry Potter should have been a TV series.
I agree.
Instead of a movie.
Yep.
A series.
I bet you that Warner Brothers disagrees.
Yeah. Yeah. And I bet you that J.K. Rowling.
We like money.
She disagrees too. With her billions a year. Oh, that was flat.
I'm not sure she does. I mean, J.K. Rowling, I think, was just okay with books. She would have been fine without them doing movies, I think.
That's true.
So. I don't know. I think she takes all the money that she makes and rolls it into a lot of charities. So she's probably fine with it.
Yeah, that's true.
Good for her.
Yeah, she actually lost her millionaire status because she spent so much money on
millionaire
charities.
Or billionaire?
I think that's amazing.
Whatever, yeah.
Billionaire.
Yeah, it is. She's great.
That's good.
I applaud that. No one needs that much money. And if you have that much money and you're not giving it to charity, I kind of think you're an asshole.
I was thinking a billion should be a good cutoff for people.
Just
who needs more than a billion?
Bill Gates and
Melinda.
Warren Buffett. And Melinda.
Yeah. Yep.
All of them.
Agreed.
Yeah. What else we got?
Okay. So we have other stuff. The lightning just killed my computer, so I'm going to go off headlines only. David Fincher is doing a music video show. This is just in development, right?
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's not actually a show of music videos.
Right.
It's a show set in the 80s in the in the world of producing music videos.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And it's a comedy.
That I'm there. Sense. I want to watch
but
it.
But David Fincher doing comedy is weird,
that's
right?
Weird, because David Fincher doesn't do comedy.
I mean, here.
He does directing now, so
yeah,
he's
sure.
good at that.
Yeah,
no, it's called Video Synchronicity.
Yeah, Video Synchronicity.
I am here.
Does that have a network?
Where are you, Greg?
I know. You can stop with all of this. I don't care how bad it is. I am the MTV. I watched the first day MTV aired August 1st, 81. I was there at my friend's house in Wisconsin. Watched it for 12 hours straight.
Wow.
And I was 10 years old.
What's MTV?
Yeah. It was a channel before they started playing crappy internet shows. I mean, reality shows, and they played all musicals.
Jersey Shore, I've seen it, yes.
So my question is... Half-hour comedy for David Fincher. That's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Over at HBO, HBO's been pulling a bunch of comedies lately, too.
And HBO's been killing on comedies, too. I mean, their comedy's been good.
Yeah. That's why... Make it... Because when you go back and watch these insane videos, and then you think about the... Nobody's done, like, any type of, like, documentary, really, that I can think of on MTV, like behind the scenes,
right?
And all those VJs are all on satellite radio. A lot of them, all like Martha Quinn.
Kennedy is Kennedy there?
Actually, Kennedy is on Fox
she's
TV.
She's a crazy
she's,
person on
she's
Fox.
She's on Fox
News
being a crazy.
Now.
Person.
She's still Kennedy. She's just as uninformed
what about Jesse?
As she was.
Remember that guy who's like
the second
Edward
Real World
hand guy?
Yeah. Edward. He was in the second Real World.
So scary looking.
No, but
Edward Hippie Hand.
Yeah. Edward Hippie Hand.
Hippies for hands.
Yeah.
Nice. I would video synchronicity and just the whole idea of synchronicity, like that that video and all the police videos back then and the whole politics behind it, I'm down.
Plus, it's set in 1983, which you and me, Greg, you know.
1983, that was the first VJ, that was the first MTV Video Awards with Eddie Murphy hosting and Madonna.
I was 12 years old, it is when I remember everything.
Yep. Oh, don't you remember
It stars Charlie Rowe from Red Band Society.
I'll watch. Yeah, okay.
That's cool. I'm looking forward
to it. Wait, one quick thing. Don't you remember, like, after that, it was like a Saturday that came on, and, like, literally, like, that next Monday in junior high, all the girls dressed like Madonna. I swear to God. do you remember
overnight.
That? I'm telling you. Overnight. It was insane. They all dressed like, they all had to try to put their bras outside their shirts. It was insane. It's what things you remember, you know, when you're a 12-year-old boy.
There's a lot of leggings.
Yes, a lot of leggings, a lot of black
Those
lace
are back
leggings.
Now.
I know.
Leggings are the thing.
I know.
It's not about fashion.
But now they're
very
jeggings.
Crazy.
There are jeggings, but the also, like, the crazier, like, most bananas, you can make your leggings.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, I have a friend who's addicted to that black milk clothing stuff. That's
oh, my God. It's way too expensive. I go shopping at the Target... girls section.
All you gotta do is just go to Goodwill. People who've been trying to give that stuff away for years is all there. Seriously.
Good point.
So also in development, this is not this doesn't have a network, and so it's very much a sort of in development thing. But Kurt Vonnegut's novel Cat's Cradle is being developed. It's an arms race satire that features elements of sci-fi. As they note in this article on Slash Film, Cat's Cradle had a very definitive ending. So it sounds like it'd have to be basically a season or maybe two of TV.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. It's set on a fictional Caribbean island. That it's about a writer who becomes involved with the children of one of the creators of the atomic bomb, a plot that hinges on a substance called Ice Nine, a crystalline version of water that's sold solid at room temperature. Weird stuff. But what I found interesting about this article is they mentioned some other stuff that's being developed by the same developers.
Mm-hmm.
There's Den of Thieves, which is a crime drama starring Carla Gugino.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Karen Sisko?
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Den of Thieves, too.
And then 1906, which is a miniseries that chronicles the San Francisco earthquake and fire of 1906, which is not as interesting as a crime drama starring Carla Gugino.
That one's directed by Martin Campbell. Casino Royale, dude, and Green Lantern. Remember that movie?
Nope.
Don't
watch it. Remembers that?
Nope.
That didn't exist.
I think that's kind of interesting, though, the 1906 earthquake, just because someone was asking us last week about, like, what would
period
be a
pieces.
Neat historical period to cover in TV.
And that's a good one because it's the West Coast in the early 19th century, which...
Yeah.
Is still, I mean, you have all the East Coast stuff, like the Nick and everything, or like Ripper Street, or anything like Ripper Street or whatever. But then on the West Coast, what was going on there, the closest thing was probably Deadwood a little bit. I mean, that was like the Dakotas, but they were talking about people going out to San Francisco and stuff. But
I hope it could be as good as Dante's Inferno, the one about the volcano, like someone like that.
Oh, you mean Volcano?
Yes, Volcano, right.
Volcano or Dante's Inferno?
Was it Dante's Inferno?
Whatever.
Dante's Peak? Not even Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak. You guys are pulling out terrible movies.
I hope it could have been Dante's Peak.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Allison.
Hey,
speaking of which, I always thought that was an interesting question, always, as of last week. what historical period would you like to see in TV?
That's actually the early 1900s is one of my favorite historical periods.
Really?
I tend to like more the Edwardian English sort of. Yeah, it was super, super intense. Lots of racism.
That's always fun.
Things I don't miss for $4.
But, you know, but it's very interesting. You know, you are having World War One kind of stuff, flu, pandemics. It's a very interesting time. Lots of cool technology.
So you'd like it in England?
I'm a bit of an Anglophile anyway.
What?
So.
Do you watch
Ripper Street?
No. Should I watch that one
too?
Yes,
you should.
Okay.
You should watch Ripper
but
Street.
But is it just like
it's
people
BBC.
Talking to each other?
No, there's some action. There are people talking, but there's action
but is
in between.
It action-y and
yes, action.
Thriller-y?
It's kind of like a police procedural with action, but it's based around the Ripper murders, but not necessarily about the Ripper murders.
Yep.
So it's that period piece.
I can watch that. And we'll have to talk about how you watch that if you're.
Yeah, that I don't
not
know.
Not a cable person.
It's on BBC America.
Oh, I probably watch it on Hulu.
You probably watch either that or online. I know BBC America stuff's all online.
Also, Peaky Blinders, have you heard
Oh, yes.
That?
Yeah. On Netflix. Have you watched that?
I tried watching one, and it was...
Too talky.
Okay.
I've seen it compared to sort of Boardwalk Empire, but set in sort of
England.
19th century England.
Yeah. Helene actually likes that show.
It's got a really bad title. I mean, like ABC sitcom bad.
Or like Terriers or something.
Peaky Blinders is bad.
I like it.
They're gonna call it Cheeky Monkeys before that.
Cheeky Monkeys, I've been more likely to watch.
Oh boy,
and be disappointed by. And finally, The Simpsons has been renewed for its, let's say, 100th season.
Two more seasons they got, and that means they're getting really close to Gunsmoke. Is that the one? It's got like the longest running time?
Yeah, that's
Gunsmoke was like almost 20 years.
Yeah. I guess that one has a few more episodes.
Yeah.
How long did MASH run?
Longer than the Korean War, but I don't know.
I think it was like, 11 or 12 years, maybe?
But it's on its 26th season, so it's been picked up for 27 and 28. 625 episodes total.
Are they going for 1,000?
Oh, it says actually it already holds the title as the longest running scripted series in TV history.
That makes sense. That makes sense because if it's 26 seasons, that means it's over 20. So I know Gunsmoke ran for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll just keep going until eventually it turns into Futurama.
That's amazing.
That would be awesome.
Oh my God, do that.
That would be amazing and great and funny and ironic.
One last note before we go into the break. Next week or the week after, Upfronts are back.
Yay! Oh.
We'll be looking at a whole bunch of more previews of shows.
More network shows I'm not going to watch.
More disappointment every year. It's like, oh, why are they doing that? Why are they stealing all of our favorite actors and putting them in garbage?
Are we going to finally find out which of the billion movie-to-TV adaptations got picked up?
Yes.
There was 86 different adaptations, right? Wasn't that what we read?
Fingers crossed for Problem Child series.
I'ma be rocking over that bass treble. I'ma be chilling with my mother crew. I'ma be making all them deals you wanna do. I'ma be up in them A-list flicks, doing one-handed flips, and I'ma be sipping don't trickle. I'ma be shaking my hips, you gon' be licking your lips. I'ma be taking them pics, looking all fly and shit. I'ma be the flyest chick. I'ma be spreading my wings. I'ma be doing my thing.
Do it.
Okay. I'ma swing it this way. I'ma swing it that way. It's Fergie Ferg, and I'ma be here to stay. The 21st century till infinity.
Brooklyn 99.
B
starts with letter B.
Hey, I'm learning a letter. Semi-literate man. Leveling up.
Semi-literate man. He's getting dangerous now.
So this is what, their third season?
Third season.
Yes.
And what do you guys think? Same old, same old?
You know what, for me, it's kind of like Modern Family, where you have six main characters, right? And it's almost kind of like when you're mixing and matching, how many times can you mix and match these main characters to have people who aren't on the screen together all the time and have their stories?
But there are black people on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I know, so which it's is not another like reason. Modern Family.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I hate Modern Family.
We've all dropped Modern Family.
Well, I kind of haven't yet, but the point is, it's in this third season where it's kind of hitting its groove,
yeah,
and I'm not exactly sure where they're going to take it next, but because you just kind of know the arc of all these like of these comedies,
yeah,
and where they can go. So I'm enjoying it now, and I'm trying not to think about the future, but I think it's still refreshing and still funny, and I get a laugh out loud moment every time, at least one every time I watch it.
Yeah. Allison, what are you thinking these days?
I'm liking seeing all the characters develop.
Yeah.
And I like the captain. I like to see his development. Yeah. And
Holt.
Rosa.
Holt
yeah.
is, ugh.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Rosa, yeah. yeah. Like, showing her softer side, having heart and still the strong
having,
edge.
Like,
yeah.
That...
The pregnancy scare.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Captain Holt and Rosa together, the two sort of robots, it turns out to be great.
Yes.
They've found some good pairings. Like, that's a really good one. I also really like whenever they pair up Gina and Sarge.
Yeah.
The two mm-hmm. of them are always kind of fun together.
Yeah.
And anything with... Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah. Gina.
Gina.
With anybody yeah. else. Is
anything
great.
With her.
Yeah.
She could just be on screen and talk to me about her day. I'm fine with that.
Have you watched her special on Netflix?
Yes. It's so perfect because there's just like pictures of puppies.
Yeah.
And I endorse that.
Yeah. Every time she cuts the audience and no one's yeah. laughing,
just
it's
like
so
a puppy.
Awkward.
Yeah.
yeah. I think this season I've been up and down on it, but mm-hmm. the last like four episodes I've really liked.
Yeah.
And I thought they're doing some good stuff, especially with Jake and what's the girl? Santiago.
Yeah.
Jake and Santiago, that whole thing. The will they won't, they can get really old, but I think they're doing a really good job with it where I like that. I'm invested in their relationship.
And it's not every episode.
No, yeah. It's just now and then.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, I agree. I think the comedy is and the writing is top notch.
Yeah.
I think, though, now that they're in the third season, I do want to see a little bit more... I guess evolution of storyline of career, kind of like when Parks and Rec started kind of pushing each person's like personal paths, I guess a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, you can see that.
And where they want.
You think maybe that Jake should start faking serial killers so that he can get it in the news and get some attention for the squad?
Is that a reference to some TV show? Yeah.
Awesome. That was just for Greg.
That was awesome.
Greg.
That was, yeah.
It was for everyone.
Every show has a ridiculous line in it, so that was that show's.
But no. You guys compare it to Modern Family.
No, I just did because
he was,
of
the comedy.
Because of the character.
Just on ensemble.
Yeah, the ensemble, the way they mix okay. characters and stuff.
I would compare it to Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
well,
it's Mike Schur.
Mike Schur, yeah.
Sure. Did you watch Modern Family? Were you guys watching Modern
I've
Family?
I watched Modern Family like
watched,
5 seasons.
I still watch it.
Yeah.
Gave up this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave up this season.
I still watch it. It's as, like, I'm only because of just... Like, I actually, because of Haley, because I love that actress. She's
I really liked
really
it for
great.
Several seasons. My daughter really liked it, so I watched it with her.
Right.
But the last couple, this last season, it just wasn't funny enough.
Well, it's
to
the same thing
the
over and
you
over
know,
and over again.
I can't handle the bumbling, stupid dad.
Yeah. And I actually really like him because of that, like that actor.
Right. I like that actor too. Yeah. I can't watch
because
a TV
character,
show about yeah. how men are stupid if yeah. they're dads. I just can't.
And that character hasn't grown any of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why I think I like Haley because her character has really kind of grown the most because
yeah.
she was like the pain in the ass daughter. Now she's kind of responsible and taking and doing, you know, being the older sister for her younger siblings and trying to make a career and not being totally a total fuck up. But and I just think her comic timing is just it's just great, you know. But wait, how did we get a Modern Family?
I'm sorry, I was curious.
No, that's yeah. okay.
Starts with B.
No, I gotta say,
with
the
Modern
B.
Family.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine still has the best opening of any comedy.
Agreed.
Well, that opening sequence is great.
Not even just but the way they lead into those little vignettes before they lead into this.
Yeah, the little cold
it's
opens.
Just, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
This is great. Anything with Jake making a weird noise or setting or something with the captain, you know, whatever like weird thing, like, oh, the captain is gonna, he's not gonna watch me do this, and then he. And that face that he makes,
yeah,
is his.
Andre Brower is the MVP of that show because he plays this character, the stiff, who could easily be the straight man, but he makes him hilarious.
Whenever he tells, every time it's a joke,
yeah,
you know, he does it in that really dry voice, and it's just, and his face is just, he kids me with his face. How he, I don't know, it got to be some like bloopers. I don't know how
he cracks up.
Yeah, I don't know how he keeps his face so straight all the time.
He does,
or how everyone around him cracks up.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'd be able to.
Yeah,
and Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is amazing.
Terry Crews is really funny.
Who doesn't want to be like BFF of with course. Terry Crews?
Oh,
I want to just be like, "Hey, Terry, you're in Austin. Come down."
Yeah,
one of my favorite things.
Carry me places.
Just, yeah.
One of my favorite things is when Terry Crews, when his character refers to himself as Terry, like third person.
Yes, yeah.
That is one of my favorite things. That always makes me laugh.
Why?
I don't know. Just when he says things, it's like Terry doesn't like this. It's, it always cracks me up.
Well, and then even like. Oh, obviously he's big and in great shape, but they don't do it. They don't overuse that.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, like this last week when he had that puffy jacket, that made me laugh out loud because it just you know, all the feathers on his face and stuff. Yeah. It was great.
Oh my God, that reminds me. I just watched Furious 7 over the weekend.
Yeah.
Finally got around to seeing a new movie.
Yeah.
Right.
And. There's a scene where, have you guys, any of you seen it?
No. Don't spoil Furious 7 for me.
I'm just kidding.
I don't actually care.
Spoil the best scene of the movie.
Right.
I don't actually care.
The Rock is wearing a cast on his arm, and he's like, Daddy's got to go to work. And he flexes his arm and shatters the cast. And it was so ridiculous. Goddamn ridiculous.
And then he screams in pain because his arm is still broken.
Yeah. Ah, it's a mistake. Guess they put that cast on for a reason. All right, let's move on to another show that starts with the letter B. Mad Men.
The B is silent.
Mad Men.
So we are two episodes away from the finale.
Yeah.
And
I'm so sad.
Oh, man.
I'm so sad.
Don's gone hobo.
I mean, the show is depressing because...
Well, everybody we love is getting... I mean, here's the thing. The people
breaking
who are,
up the band.
The minor characters are getting their little happy endings. Like, Dawn gets to walk off into the sunset to a better job. And
D-A-W-N.
D-A-W-N,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pete and Teddy Chajagagaga are...
Show.
Perfectly, Child. Whatever. It's something like that.
Yeah,
right? They're perfectly happy at the new place,
and that's where
Don and Joan and Peggy are just screwed.
Oh, and so is Roger
and Roger.
I mean, the thing is, Sepinwall put it perfectly, and I'm aping what he said. He said the guy like Ted gave up.
Yeah,
like, Ted doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
and Pete is just kind of a slimy guy anyway. So it's
perfect for him. Yeah,
it's perfect for him. But as we follow, as you know, from the beginning of the year, beginning of the series, those four people: Peggy, Don,
Roger, and Joan
have all been like archetypes of certain type of personalities. And you just knew that they were whatever. Either Don was running away, trying to live his own life the way he wants to, or Joan and Peggy trying to lead decisions that women can make for their own in different ways.
Yeah,
and Roger, who just really wants to have a good time and think everything should be fun. You know, they are going to just get crushed and have been crushed by this mechanic. It's the whole reason why they didn't join him 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Or at least Don didn't.
I thought this episode had, there's always the sexism and stuff where you look at it and you're
Joan.
Like, ugh. But the whole stuff with Joan,
I wanted
to reach into that TV and strangle those guys.
But I love the fact that she did not back down at all. She did not back down. She settled, but she didn't back down from him.
That scene where she goes at the CEO and basically just keeps, and he keeps coming back with little answers and she keeps saying,
Nope.
I'm going to fill the lobby with marchers, you will be in. He's like, and he says, well, we buy so much. And he's like, yeah, I'm sure there's no one who wants to embarrass your company.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was a beautiful scene. It was a great scene for Christina
Hendricks.
And I just.
But my favorite scene.
Of course. Well, I've got two.
There's two, and they both involve Peggy.
Now,
my favorite scene. My favorite scene is the closing scene.
The GIF.
The walk where she's she's walking down the hallways, just badass Peggy with a cigarette at her lips, sunglasses, carrying the tentacle porn painting, and just doesn't give a fuck.
I actually,
she's carrying a tentacle porn painting.
Yeah.
By the way,
a Japanese painting of an octopus pleasuring woman,
which I've seen before. But
an octopus pleasuring woman or the painting?
Both. No, kidding. Dissipating. Just dissipating. But what I liked even better...
Go to certain places and...
Yeah, you know, I'm a musician. I've seen weird things. But what I liked even more than that was, you know, you have Don is having a hallucination of Bert in a car.
Yeah.
Then they switch to Peggy in the office by herself, and it's this weird organ music. And I'm thinking, okay, they're not going to make her hallucinate, too. And then, of course, it's Roger playing organ. Yeah. She's like, Jesus, you scared me. He's like, I've got a heart condition.
Was the other scene when she's skating?
Yes.
Roger playing the organ and her skating around the office.
The skating thing, which Peggy, when Peggy lets loose, there's nothing better than like when she's smoking the weed, when she was on the motorbike. It was
the band playing on the Titanic moment.
Yeah.
They're sitting there roller skating and playing the organ in the corpse of their former office.
And Roger had that awesome line about this was a great ship, wasn't it? I mean, just...
Oh, and Harry Crane. All the douchebags are getting happy endings. Harry Crane gets to go be the guy who has this whole data thing with... Matt Weiner is definitely doing all the people you hate... They're getting good jobs. Lou Avery is going to go over to Japan and make a cartoon of his scout's honor. The end game of all this is they're all going to be miserable because they're miserable bastards. Right. But right now, the end game of Mad Men is all the people we hate are getting really good endings, and the people we love are suffering.
You know what's interesting about all that stuff is because I've been watching a lot of documentaries about the music industry or like Hollywood. There's a really good one on that big producer who produced... Ocean 11 and Ocean 12. I can't remember the guy's name. It's killing me. But basically how like the second golden age of Hollywood and the music industry was really late 60s, early 70s. So when I was looking at Harry Crane, I'm kind of projecting to where he'd be at now. He'd probably be about 70 years old.
Yep.
But one of like the tight, like, you know, he'd be like Rupert Murdoch. You know, like a dick, but unbelievably rich, who was in the right place at the right time, who was basically given television advertising, and he'd end up running a studio. But you can see that how those beginnings, it was kind of like the Wild West, and some people just lucked into like these careers where nowadays they're just assholes. They control everything. Then you see this, you see how that begins with a guy like Harry Crane, and like a lot of the other things. That's why I love this show, because there's so many pieces that you can relate to either back then or projected to the future, or also just types of personalities and type of people you meet that you hate.
Well, when we last talked about this show was what, episode one or two of the season back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I believe was everybody sort of down on?
No, I wasn't. I'm never
Greg
down
wasn't,
on it.
But
no, I don't think I was.
I thought it would start really slow this season back.
I thought that somewhere, I guess, to kind of Game of Thrones, they had to do a lot of catch up again with us, and they had to really like introduce us. Here's what happened over the break.
Yeah.
But I mean, I thought Game of Thrones actually handled it a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I think as soon as the second episode picked up, and from then on, it wasn't having to do all that, and just kind of accepted the situation.
It took a few episodes before I fell back in love with it, but now I'm back in love
with it. What did you think of... I adored the moment between Don and Betty.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, it's like...
I didn't think I'd care, because I didn't care about Betty for a long time, but they've kind of given her a good... They've really, in that last couple seasons, they've really given that character, Betty, something I care about her now.
Well, I mean, she was a spoiled brat, as Don called her, and everybody knows, and she's kind of had to mature.
Yeah.
And she, in her own way, was a woman who always put her dreams... on hold for Don, and Don turned out to be not the guy she thought, literally not the guy,
literally
she,
not the guy she married.
So I always felt, I mean, I always felt bad for her, and but I think part of it was that January Jones was never a great actress, so she couldn't give a dislikable character any weight.
Right.
And now she's kind of, it's all kind of grown, and also because they limited her screen time.
Yeah.
So those moments are a little bit more powerful. Like, it's like Don realizes everybody has moved on.
She's not actually as bad an actress anymore either.
Well,
I think that she like worked on like her acting a lot.
Yeah. Well, and they're also like Greg says, they're writing more to who she is. They're writing more to what she can play.
And Don is just, everybody's moved on. The world is continuing on without him.
I have a question. First of all, I assume you noticed him testing out the window. Like, that was Weiner.
Yeah.
That was Weiner thumbing his nose at all the fans.
That was
him saying, come on, guys.
That. Roger telling the story about jumping off down two stories.
Yeah.
I thought having both of those in the same episode.
Yeah. I was speaking directly to you, Grant.
But here's my question. Do you think Don is ever coming back to New York again?
Yes.
Really? You don't think we're going to see him wander off and start a new life?
Because he's got to say he wouldn't. I can't see him just leaving and not having one last scene with Peggy.
I guess, but nobody needs him. That's the thing. Nobody needs him anymore.
But he's got to. But he's. I don't know. I think he will come back.
We'll see. I it wouldn't shock me if he doesn't.
I think he'll come back. I think there's got to be some kind of closure with Peggy. Because, yeah, they didn't have a scene at all this last weekend.
Have him take off two episodes before the finale and just not come back?
I mean, I don't think it's likely, but I could see Winer doing it.
Man.
I don't know. I mean, you still got to answer. I know, just, and you also, just looking at the scenes from next week, they're going to answer stuff for Pete.
Yep.
You know, which.
Looking at scenes from next week? Their previews are so annoying.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Winer hates to give anything away.
Which is great, because they're totally ridiculous, but at least you know that something's happening with Pete, you know?
Yeah.
He does go, what?
Yeah,
in the scene, so we know that.
If we need to do another video, and we do like a preview,
a spoof.
A spoof of that, of like saying
on next week's
TV dudes. Hey,
werewolf. Huh?
I don't know, werewolf.
My no, boy. Again.
I told you to shut up.
Catchphrase. All right. Well, I mean, we got two more episodes. You got a big finale watch party.
Wow. Curled
up in your cocoon?
I'm going to watch it by myself because I went to season two, their premiere at a bar, and I hated every moment of it because, I couldn't hear the damn show, and everybody was just dressed like in that gear. I'm like, yeah, that's part of it, but I want to hear the show. And people got more into like the actual costuming of it instead of actually paying attention to the show.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a good group watch.
No, so instead, I watch it by myself or I watch it with Helene and then I'll rewatch the episode right afterwards.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be upset. I'm going to cry.
Well, a little bit of a change of pace, but Allison's been talking about this other show. That we're curious about.
No, it's pretty much exactly like Mad Men, as far as I understand, right?
Drag Race.
Yeah.
So it's like Mad Men?
Mad Men, right?
Well, there's a lot of costumes.
Okay.
And personalities.
Is there any drinking?
There's, no.
Oh.
No drinking?
Okay. There's drinking in the you can go have cocktails.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But there's no, but you don't like... Yeah, I guess there's drinking. Yeah, right. You go have cocktails.
Just like Mad Men.
Just like Mad Men.
After your runway walk.
Just like Mad Men.
So this is RuPaul's Drag Race on A&E?
No, it's on Logo, I think.
Logo?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay.
Okay.
But I don't know. I have not seen the latest season because I watch them on Amazon when they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we were going to discuss, I do not have cable.
Yeah, we didn't talk about cutting the cord. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can get into that in a minute. But so what is it kind of like Project
it's
Runway?
It's a reality show, yes.
Or
it's
Top Chef?
Very similar to Project Runway.
Next Top Model.
Yep.
Okay.
You have a crew of, say, 12 queens who come in.
Okay.
I think it's 12.
Yep.
And then they have challenges.
Yeah.
There's a photo shoot that they have to do right out of the gate.
Okay.
Does it get really bitchy and trashy?
Sometimes it does.
What are the challenges like on this?
Some of them are dumb.
Okay.
Some
of them, just like Top Chef, yeah.
Yeah. And
they have to get their drag costume out of a block of ice.
Yes. Some of it's like
oh
that.
My God.
Some of it's like I'm going to take you to this really cool store to get all of your costumes for the challenge, and
right.
Like, yes, queens, we're going shopping, and then it's the dumpster behind this.
Oh, geez.
Womp womp. So they've got to make stuff like hot glue, fucking solo plate.
Do they actually make their own costumes?
Corsets. A lot. I mean,
that's impressive.
Yeah, the ladies who do well, are the ones who can sew.
Oh.
The ladies who maybe, although I don't know, the last season, a non-sewing lady won.
Okay,
queen won.
Is there a performing aspect?
Yes, okay. There is. There's always like acting, comedy.
Okay,
singing.
So what if you don't do one of those things? Like, do they all have to do?
You may lose
that challenge. All right.
And then have to lip sync for your life.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
And then that's where they
explain the lip sync for your life.
Lip syncing for your life is they take the bottom two queens and then they have to like it's like lip sync battle.
Oh, okay.
And so they'll play like genius. Some really common drag.
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Or etc.
Okay.
Whitney.
Sorry.
You know, like a Beatles song.
Yeah, like, a Beatles song.
I don't know if they picked
that. Or if they've got a special guest who's a musician, uh-huh. a lot right. of times they'll do
Who are some other special guests that they've had?
They have, is it Khloe Kardashian a lot?
Okay.
Which, meh.
Oh, the B Kardashian?
Okay.
The B Kardashian? Is she the B?
B! That's the letter of
the day! Confetti. Scream real loud.
Drink now, drink.
I don't keep up with the Kardashians. So.
I also do not keep up with the Kardashians. Meh.
And
oh, I don't either. I didn't know I had to say it. Sorry. Yeah.
Neither do I.
But they'll have like shit. Who was the guy that won American Idol with the song that was Tears for Fears?
Oh, I have no
idea. Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert's been on.
Oh, I know that shit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All Whatever. Right.
So, who are some of the like regular judges all the time? Like is RuPaul like kind of like
RuPaul is
he's a judge or is he like the coach?
She is.
Yeah. She's the Simon?
She's the judge and jury and executioner. Oh, she is the one who decides.
Okay.
Then she just listens to her crew,
entourage.
Yeah, her entourage's opinions.
Okay.
And takes them into account. It's clear. It's clear who wins.
Okay.
I agree with 99% of the
like Paul okay. Key on Top Chef.
Right.
Yeah, you knew.
Obviously, right. that dude's
yeah.
winning.
No, yeah. but so when they have to go off and do their challenges, does she go and visit or give them like advice? Like,
yes.
hey, you should be doing.
Why are you choosing that character to, you know, imitate?
So it'd be kind of like Tim Gunn if he was. But
she is her own Tim Gunn.
But if Tim Gunn actually could vote people off, Tim can't. He can save somebody, but he can't vote people
off. Yeah, no, okay, she's the judge, jury, and executioner.
Nice.
Tim Gunn doesn't have it in him.
No, he's too nice. He's a teacher.
But it's introduced me to all sorts of drag queens that I totally follow on Twitter now.
Awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, piggybacking off of what else you mentioned there, you said that you've been watching a lot of stuff on Hulu. And
yes.
This ties into some of Randy's questions.
So, yes. So, Allison, you are completely cordless.
Yes. We don't even have our television hooked up to broadcast.
Yeah. Right. And I'm getting to that point. I am now... Yeah. I switched from HBO Go to HBO Now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I still have cable, but pretty much when Mad Men and Louie and a couple other things finish their season,
right.
I'm going to switch over completely and just go to Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So my question is on Hulu Plus.
Okay.
All right.
Ready.
So do you have a queue? You have a queue that you save? And does it, like, when you open up Hulu Plus, does it say you have these new shows or that kind of thing? Okay.
So your queue... you manage by selecting shows that you want to follow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the next episode comes up, it just has like a little green bar.
Okay.
These are new. You click on your shows. You can follow different shows. You can take them out of your queue. Mm-hmm. You can... the only bummer about Hulu Plus is that some shows will only keep 4 or 5 episodes up.
Right.
And then if you are
keep
not,
up on them.
Yeah. If you're not keeping up, then you're going to lose your show.
Do you ever back up and have to go like buy an episode off Amazon?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah. We've had to do that before, especially with, Flash. We got really far behind on Flash because we were behind on Arrow, and then we were catching up on Arrow while Flash was going on.
Right.
And then in order to get them back synced up, we had to go buy some.
Now, Hulu stuff has ads, right?
Yes.
Okay, it has ad breaks.
And they will be targeted to the person who sets up the account. So I get...
Slightly different between you and your husband.
Yes, I get old... lady ads. I get ads for cat food.
It depends.
And like,
depends. It don't show bikini line or something.
Yeah. A lot of kid stuff.
Yeah.
Like your kid, you want your kids to be successful. Yeah. And so you want to give them this thing or else they'll die alone in a gutter. I get a lot of those ads. And I get a lot of like weight loss ads.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's what they market to women.
That's cold shit.
Yeah.
I get a bunch of car ads.
Yep. Jason gets
muscle milk.
Yeah.
Muscle milk, funny. Is that part of the milk conspiracy?
Oh no.
No.
Drink.
Pickens.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
So do you have, I know there's some shows that are, so Broad City's on Hulu, right? Broad
yeah. City,
and is that shape Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer's on Hulu?
Okay, that's good.
Hulu too.
Louie?
Is Louis on?
I know
FX.
Don't think so.
I know
I think,
FX is like hit and miss.
I think we watched that on Netflix or
do you watch
Amazon.
It just when the latest season comes up?
Yeah.
Do you do any Amazon seasons that you buy? Like, do you buy a season pass
Jason
for some?
Jason does.
Okay. All
Jason
right.
got Justified.
Yes.
Yeah. He watched Justified on there.
Yeah.
I the only thing that I watched on Amazon that wasn't on Hulu or Netflix was Mozart in the
yeah, Mozart in the Jungle,
their original
in the
one.
Jungle.
Yeah, yeah.
And did that only have one season or am
so
I crazy?
Far only one season? Season. Yeah.
Have
yeah.
you seen? Have you watched any other stuff on Amazon Prime like Transparent? Or?
I tried watching Transparent. That's just people talking to each
oh,
other.
Oh yeah,
that's
I
true.
Don't care.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I mean, even though those actors are wonderful and the story is compelling,
uh-huh. yeah.
I have a life where you have, horrible shit yeah. happens to me and I have to talk to people about it. Right. So I don't really,
so you
I
like
want
to see,
escape.
You want, you yeah. like seeing ass kicking TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantasy or ass kicking?
Yes.
That's good.
It's yep. had to be like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
yeah.
or funny or yeah.
Yeah. Cool, cool. But, well, yeah, I'm curious. We'll in sort of June make the cut.
I have a very interesting. This is something kind of related that I experienced Saturday.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys used Periscope?
Nope,
not yet.
Let me
I
tell you.
I have heard about it though.
Let me tell you. I downloaded it. It's an Periscope is an app that basically lets anybody live stream anything.
Mm-hmm.
Again, me being a sports fan. There was no way I knew how the fight was going to the big Pacquiao Mayweather fight. I knew how it was going to turn out. I'm like, I'm not paying $100 to watch this. But everybody all across the world had all this stuff on Periscope where they would set it up and you'd watch and you can watch it.
Uh-huh.
And they were trying to shut it down, but they can't. So one of the things I find, I mean, it's weird because you're basically watching TV. You can be watching TV basically through somebody's phone.
Right.
But if it's a one-off thing. And if somebody says like guy like me, he's like, hey, I got cable. Shit, okay, I'm gonna watch Mad Men live. You wanna watch it live? Come to my Periscope and I'll just show it, put it up. I do wonder how that's gonna affect the cable cutting too, because like if they have major sporting events like that, it's like, and they could just show somebody's just sitting there with their phone or an iPad.
Yeah,
so
what quality like? Though? How do you regulate that?
Inequality is not, I mean, it had to be for something like if you're watching a fighting, like a sporting
yeah.
event, it
yeah.
doesn't matter because you just watch the game. And yeah. then you can follow it on Twitter at the same time. So yeah. if people are there, you can kind of get this running commentary and with the, you know, the visuals of it. But I do wonder because I watched the fight, the whole fight that way. It was really fascinating because I'm sitting there,
yeah,
sometimes on my TV, I'm watching my phone, like, why am I watching this stupid. Guy in Mexico and then a guy in Italy watching this fight, but you're like peering into people's lives. Like, we could actually do a Periscope of us recording.
I was
this.
Actually thinking that we should try
oh,
that.
Oh, that'd be a useful thing.
No,
yeah.
but because it's not video.
People can watch how awkward it is when
yeah,
we actually
and,
record.
And, they can, and all the edits that we have to make all the time. But I do free. Wonder, I was curious if any of you guys had ever experienced it, because that's going to change a lot of
you
shit.
You know,
it
I'm
really
an
is.
Old person and a snob, mm-hmm. and so I watch all my TV on my TV.
Right.
So Periscope is of no use to me.
Well, I mean, like, if you're at a concert, people will broadcast concerts. They'll broadcast anything. So if you
how long till someone broadcasts a murder?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about
come
that.
Come on.
Jeez,
wow.
Man. Way to bring
saying.
It down.
Science,
way to bring it down.
Science fiction dystopia. I'm just saying.
Way
the
to
purge.
Bring it down.
It's coming.
There's another thing that you need to be careful about if you're going to go to Hulu,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
that is that some channels are only going to be on your computer.
Oh. Yeah, I knew that.
So, like,
which
sci-fi
one?
Is only on your computer.
So you can't project it on your TV.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's
so,
not cool at all.
That's a bummer. I know, because I was watching Warehouse 31.
Warehouse 13.
13.
Yeah,
yep. yeah and you, I couldn't watch it on TV. Oh, I had to watch
lame.
It on my computer.
That's lame.
So there is that too.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I would like to point out that cable cord cutting is all letter C's, so I'm going to have that tacked onto here.
Okay.
So we're done with that.
So D next week. Got it. Okay, D's.
Shit. All right. Well, I would like to say, first off, thank you, Allison, for joining us once again.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, of course.
Anytime.
And, anything you want to promote? I forgot to ask.
I don't know if anybody's listened to the last time I was on, and I said that I was launching a website and a blog. That happened, and it's out there. It's mallisonmurphy.com. And then my blog is all about my grandmother and going through her very interesting shit in my storage shed.
Yeah.
It's thingsmamooleftme.weebly.com.
Okay. And check out our page. I'll have those links up there.
And there's more coming.
Ooh. Cool.
There's more exciting stuff coming. We're working on a thing.
Yes.
That's right. Allison and Greg and
I. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Maybe I'll
I see. I see how it is. Am I out? Is this how I found out?
What are you talking about? What?
Maybe the next time I come, I'll have even more projects and stuff to share.
Right on.
You know what starts with D? Dudes.
Well, Allison's our new dude. You have to leave, Randy.
Oh, okay.
Come back in our letter R episode. And thank you, Randy and Greg.
Thanks, Grant.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, listeners. And once again, please go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating and review. Helps out the show. Also, you can go to patreon.com/TV Dudes. Kick us a couple bucks every month for the episodes that we make. And we appreciate that. And we'll do something cool for you guys. Facebook and Twitter as well. And until next week. Say TV Dudes out.
I'm sorry.
You didn't cure, man.
Okay, let's try it again. And okay. Until next week.
TV Dudes out.
Dude starts with D, semi-literate man, levels up again.
3 Only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school. My household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu. No fish though, no candy bars, no cigarettes. Only ganja, fresh squeezed juice from oranges. Exercising daily to stay healthy. And I rarely drink water out the tap cause it's filthy.
Lentil soup is mental fruit and ginger root is good for the youths. Fresh vegetable with them Itai stew. Sweet yam fries with the green. Callaloo. Careful how you season and prepare your foods, cause you don't wanna lose vitamins and minerals, and that's the jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable, so I eat what come from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no accelerant. Strictly herbs and rays from the sun, cause I got melanin and drink water. 8 glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
Yeah, hold the fuck up, yo. Take this little intermission. Listen what the fuck we got to say, you know. World is born, son. Niggas been living fat for too long, know what I'm saying? Smoking bogeys, fucking drinking all types of shit. Wailing out, not giving a fuck what they put in their bodies, son. Know what I'm saying? About time niggas start thinking about that shit, son. Know what I'm saying? That shit is fucking making us deteriorate, son. Word up, we gotta care about our little babies and shit, son. Niggas got kids to raise. Straight up, you gotta start learning yourself, learning about your health, son. Learning this world we live in, kid, know what I'm saying? It's time to start changing all that shit, God, word up. So I'ma leave y'all niggas on some shit like that, you know what I mean? Word up, y'all niggas better start using y'all minds and shit, kid. Peace.